You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sulkowski. Two victims of clergy sexual abuse are taking a different approach to justice. Daniel Payden of Johnson City and Matthew Fitzgibbons of Fayetteville both agree that forgiveness and love are the most effective means of healing. They spoke Thursday at the Marriott Syracuse downtown.
My aim is to transform my experience of abuse with one priest on one day into a fertile soil, as I envision it, that sprouts good news.
A word to my abuser and the church. With God's grace and mercy, I am trying to forgive you and love you. Only through forgiveness and love can healing really happen.
The men are among thousands of sexual abuse victims that have spoken out since New York's Child Victims Act took effect and began allowing victims to file a civil lawsuit against their abusers. However, for Payden and Fitzgibbons, taking legal action is not a priority.
Litigation was never anything that interested me before or after this act passed. But that said, I fully respect every other victim's view, just as I would hope that every other victim would respect my view.
Everybody has to find their own path to healing, and perhaps going forward with legal action is a step in their process of healing. My prayer for them is that's not all of they are going for healing, because there's not any amount of money that can atone for it.
Payden and Fitzgibbons are still members of the Catholic Church and vow not to live with hatred, but to restore love and forgiveness within others. In fact, they say their deep faith and relationship with God have helped them through their difficult journeys. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.